We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we have members of the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in Manhattan joining us. We have Shelter Director Deb Watkins in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hannah Shoemaker, Volunteer Coordinator in studio.
Good morning.
And who's this we have?
This is Molly.
Molly.
Mm-hmm. Molly is a six-year-old pit bull. She is so sweet. She loves to play, go for adventures, and meet new people.
Wow. She's very energetic, I've noticed.
She is. Yes, she's very excited to be here today. I think she's already met every single person in this building.
No.
Not
except Dave.
Except Dave.
We're fixing that right now.
I think Dave's going to fall in love with Molly. She's
she's Brindle.
Have you been in here before?
No, you haven't.
Look how sweet you are.
Yeah. And we're doing this Facebook Live.
I went up earlier to get one of our guests, and she was just clamoring over all of the different employees here at Manhattan Broadcasting.
She was. She made a lot of new friends this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
sweetheart.
How old did you say she was?
She's 6 years old.
6 years old, okay. And it looks like she's had some puppies recently, maybe.
Yeah, we think she did before she came into the shelter. They did not come in with her. We just got her in, but she is definitely a sweetheart, and she is ready to find a new home and a new couch to sleep on.
Yeah. Very good. And November, by the way, is Adopt a Senior Pet Month, which you guys are really pushing this month.
That's right, yeah. So all of our adoptions for animals over 6 years old are going to be $25 for the whole month of November.
Okay, that's a good deal. And do you have a lot of them out there right now?
We have quite a few, yeah. We've got... let's see.
We have about 22 dogs.
Yep, 22 dogs. We've got about 58 cats. We have some guinea pigs and some birds.
Okay. Wow, quite a bit. And, it's really the senior dogs, I feel like they get kind of forgotten about sometimes because everyone goes out to an animal shelter and they think, oh, puppy, I want to get a puppy. But these can provide love to anybody.
Oh, yes, they have a lot of love to give. And the great thing about seniors is a lot of times they're already potty trained, they already have great manners, they're not going to chew up everything in your house. They're very well behaved, and they are just as sweet and loving.
And they know their role, they're real good, they're loyal companions.
Oh yes, they are, yep.
Great to hear. You also have some interesting things coming up here that we're going to highlight. November 30th, it's going to be a fun day for the shelter.
That's right, yeah. So we are going to do a Black Fur Day special, but it's going to be on Saturday. So we are actually going to be closed on Friday. So as people are out doing all their Black Friday shopping, they can pick up all the supplies they need for their new pet. They can come to the shelter on Saturday, and we're going to be doing $25 adoptions on any animal with black fur.
Wow, that's a neat idea.
Yeah, it should be really fun.
So how did this come about? You just thought of it here? Or?
Yeah, so it's pretty popular as an adoption event throughout shelters. A lot of animals with black fur, they have the same struggles as the senior animals, where a lot of times they sit at the shelter a little bit longer. So we really want to help promote adopting animals with black fur.
Okay, sounds great. And this is a first-time event here for the shelter?
It is, yeah.
We're really excited.
Yeah, we are.
Well, you guys have been doing some really cool, neat things here. I know you did something right before Halloween. How well received was that? It looked like it was well attended.
That was a blast, yes. So the Howl and Prowl at City Park was really fun. We had a really good showing. We had a lot of dogs out in costume. I think people really enjoyed it, and we were happy to have people braving the cold that night because it was a bit chilly.
Yes, and we'll definitely do it next year.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, great. Well, and Deb, you've been here, what, almost a year now?
It has almost been a year. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, that is. So just in that year, I mean, things have really increased as far as community outreach here with the shelter, it seems like.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. And, I just have such great, amazing staff. And so they've been up for all the changes. And, we're really excited to be able to get these animals in the shelter and out the door into new homes.
Well, it's so much fun that you bring a guest with because – if you work in an animal shelter, you should bring a pet with you here because you're trying to get them adopted anyway. And
it's like the best day of the month.
Oh, right. Everybody looks forward to it here. I have one employee in my news department who doesn't work on Fridays, and he always seems to miss it. I'm talking about Sam.
He's watching right now.
Is he?
He's watching on Facebook
Good.
Right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah he should be here. But
yeah.
Yeah. I would say that over half our population are senior pets. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really want to put an emphasis on them in the month of November because nationally that is our Adopt-a-Senior Pet Month. And we're really trying to really bring some awareness because they make such great loyal pets.
Yes, they do. And again, she's just fantastic.
She likes Dave.
What's not to like about Dave?
Yeah, well, Molly is well-behaved, and again, she's available for adoption now here. And what are your hours of operation for those that may not know?
1 to 5:30. Yep, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay, very good.
She's so sweet.
Yes, she is.
Say bye-bye to everybody. Bye, everybody. Come adopt me. I'm at the animal shelter.
Thanks for letting us bring her.
Yeah, you bet. So again, just so people know, Adopt a Senior Pet Month is going on all month long. You $25 adoptions for animals over 6 months old. That's going on all month long. And then, of course, the Black Fur Day special on Saturday, November 30th. And I think we're going to have you on one more time before Thanksgiving to highlight that again.
Yes. Yeah, so, we'll be back.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
How can people get a hold of you at the animal shelter?
They can call the shelter at 785-587-2783, or you can email us, contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or just stop in and say hello.
Okay. Sounds good. Molly's going to try to escape the studio.
She's ready to go home with Dave.
All right. Well, Hannah Shoemaker, volunteer coordinator at the animal shelter, and Deb Watkins, the director, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Molly's talking.
Molly's saying bye to everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. And we'll have more in focus coming up after this. Stay tuned.